Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14, Text Number 4 and 5. Jimma prayam vyaharata vyavarhatam.
Jimma prayam vyavarhatam.
Jimma prayam vyavarhatam.
Jimma praya vyavarhatam.
Shatya mishram cha sahridam.
Shastra mishram cha sahridam.
Shatya mishram cha sahridam.
Shastra mishra cha sahridam.
Pitra matra suhrid bhratra.
Pitra matra suhrid bhratra.
Pitra matra suhrid bhratra.
Pitra matra surdha pratra.
Dampati nam cha kalkanam.
Dampati nam cha kalkalam.
Dampati nam cha kankalam.
Dampati nam cha kalakalam.
Jimma prayam.
Cheating.
Vyavahartam.
In all ordinary transactions.
Shathya.
Duplicity.
Mishram.
Adulterated in.
Cha.
And.
Sauhridam.
Regarding friendly well-wishers.
Pitra.
Father.
Matra.
Regarding the mother.
Suhrita.
Well-wishers.
Bhratra.
One's own brother.
Dampati nam. Regarding husband and wife.
Cha.
Also.
Kalkanam.
Mutual quarrel. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
All ordinary transactions and dealings became polluted with cheating, even between friends. And in familial affairs, there was always misunderstanding between fathers, mothers and sons, between well-wishers and between brothers. Even between husband and wife, there was always strain and quarrel. Please repeat. All ordinary transactions
and dealings
became polluted
with cheating
even between friends and in familial affair
there was always misunderstanding
between fathers
mothers
and sons
between well-wishers
and between brothers even between husband and wife
there was always
strain and quarrel
purport.
A conditioned living being is endowed with four principles of malpractice, namely errors, insanity, inability and cheating. These are signs of imperfection, and out of the four, the propensity to cheat others is most prominent. And this cheating practice is there in the conditioned souls because the conditioned souls are primarily in the material world, imbued with an unnatural desire to lord it over the material world. A living being in his pure state is not conditioned by the laws because in his pure state he is conscious that a living being is eternally subservient to the Supreme Being, and thus it is always good for him to remain subservient instead of falsely trying to lord it over the property of the Supreme Lord. In the conditioned state, the living being is not satisfied even if he actually becomes the lord of all that he surveys, which he never becomes, and therefore he becomes the victim of all kinds of cheating, even with his nearest and most intimate relations. In such an unsatisfactory state of affairs, there is no harmony, even between father and sons or between husband and wife. But all these contending difficulties can be mitigated by one process, and that is the devotional service of the Lord. The word of hypocrisy can be checked only by counteraction through devotional service to the Lord and nothing else. Maharaj Yudhishthir, having observed the disparities, conjectured the disappearance of the Lord from the earth. We'll take one more. Nimittani atyarshitani.
Nimittani atyarishthani.
Kaletva anugate nanam.
Kaletva anugate nama pranam.
Lobhadi adharma prakritim.
Lobhadi dharma prakriti.
Drashto vacha anujam rupah.
Drashto vacha anuj nipam.
In course of time, it came to pass that people in general became accustomed to greed, anger, pride, etc. Maharaj Yudhishthir, observing all these omens, spoke to his younger brother. Purport. Such a pious king as Maharaj Yudhishthir at once became perturbed when there were such inhuman symptoms as greed, anger, irreligiosity, and hypocrisy rampant in society. It appears from this statement that all these symptoms of degraded society were unknown to the people of the time, and it was astonishing for them to have experienced them with the advent of the Kali Yuga or the age of quarrel. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvichesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jima Prayam Vyavratam Shathyamishram cha sahradam Pitra matra surhad bhartra Dampatti naam cha kalkanam. All ordinary transactions and dealings became polluted with cheating even between friends. And in familial affairs, there was always misunderstanding between fathers, mothers and sons, between well-wishers and between brothers. Even between husband and wife, there was always strain and quarrel. Nimittani atyarshitani kaletva anugate nanam lobhadi adharma prakritim drishtvo vacha anujam rupah. In course of time, it came to pass that people in general became accustomed to greed, anger, pride, etc. Maharaj Yudhishthir, observing all these omens, spoke to his younger brother. We continue from yesterday, where all the inauspicious women Yudhishthir Maharaj started seeing when Arjuna had gone to meet Krishna and he had not come back for a long time. Few months have passed and then he started observing all these bad omens. Interestingly, Srila Prabhupada explains that Yudhishthir Maharaj was not having these problems earlier, right? Otherwise, for example, in Kali Yuga, we don't discuss this cheating and, you know, we know that it's going on. Pride, anger, everything is going on without any problem, without any hindrance. But in Dwapar Yuga at the end, you know, when Yudhishthir Maharaj took over, it was nice. His kingdom was nice. There were no such problems. But as yesterday we discussed, the influence of Kali Yuga had already started creeping in. You know, because Kali Yuga cannot suddenly take over on day one. You know, you can't say, oh, 31st December, so and so, the Kali Yuga will enter. No. It has to slowly pervade the society. Like when Kali Yuga gets over, Satya Yuga comes, it's not that suddenly everybody becomes good. The bad elements are removed slowly over a period of time, and then so that there is scope for the good people. So same way, when Dwapar Yuga ended, Kali Yuga slowly started showing its symptoms. And here, something interesting, the English language, you know, how the so many words are from the Sanskrit, you know, origin is Sanskrit. That is another proof. The Sanskrit was the original language above everybody. So here you can see Pitra. Pitra, we say father, right? Pitra, father. Matra, mother. Right? Bhatra, brother. So many words like that come, which tell us that there's not much difference, you know. Except that we see that Bhatra is difficult to pronounce. So they made it simple, say brother. Matra becomes mother. Pitra, father, like that. And then Suhrut, well-wishers. So what was happening? There's some misunderstanding between them. Misunderstanding started. And this misunderstanding comes when we are not serving, the family is not serving Krishna together, you know. We see that all the time. Even if somebody is a devotee in the family, and if he or she is the only devotee, she has problems. Yesterday only I received one letter, I have some Laddu Gopal and I'm trying to serve him. But you know, others in my family, they don't serve him properly. You know, I serve him like a family member, but they take turns. So she says, sometimes I don't get a chance to do that, so what should I do? They do it, but they do it mechanically. Okay, at least mechanically is better than not doing at all. Slowly maybe Krishna will reveal to them and they will understand. So this Dampati actually. But we say Dampati, right? Dampati, husband and wife. Always strain and quarrel. Kalkanam, see, comes from, again, Kali Yuga, Kalha. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj saw this, he was disturbed naturally. He says, what's going on? And then he linked it to Krishna. See, this is what the quality of a devotee is. A devotee always links everything to Krishna. He says, oh, it's Krishna's desire, Krishna's will, Krishna's plan, you know. Oh, I got this, Prabhu. It's all Krishna's plan. This is how devotees talk. Others say, oh, I did it. My hard work. What a Krishna has to do in that? So devotee will not agree there. You know, devotee knows that Krishna is under complete control. And here, we want to take over the control. That's why we are in the material world. So, since we cannot do that, we have our own limitations. We have our own problems. So, we get frustrated. But if we take everything as Krishna's and then serve Him and do everything for Him, then where is the frustration? We already know that I am not the owner. And that's what Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita. He says, don't become the owner. And the acharyas explain that, you know, the best thing is to become a servant. People don't like this idea. Oh, why become a servant? You know, I'm the boss. I'm the CEO of the company. I'm the professor. I'm this, I'm that. 100 people work under me. And then you are saying that you become das. What to do? That's your situation. That's our original position. So I think I'll stop here. We'll catch up tomorrow. And we'll just see some question. Is there a big one? We'll take it out.